T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello, it is the 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Friday, the 13th of November.
Yeah, but we ain't scared. We were going through 2020. Friday the 13th, you got nothing on us. Are you kidding me?
That is true. Well, here's what you missed on the show today. We found out what consumers' desires are in chocolate products. You know, more and more, you mentioned it too. Things are going boutique. That's where
specialized, and it's like you can spend a lot of money on a bar of chocolate nowadays, but it depends on what you're looking for. I'm a dark chocolate guy. If I lived, in a zoo, they usually feed the animals the same thing every day.
Yeah.
My wife's always said, you could just feed me fajitas and dark chocolate and I'd be fine. Just throw it in my cage. But that's the deal. More and more craft people, and people are also more concerned about where the cocoa beans come from. Is it fair trade? Are the farmers being treated correctly?
And a lot of it is it's not so much even the product, it's how the product is presented to you. According to this study, they're talking about having all sorts of textures and different colors with the wrappers and descriptions, including what's on there, like a chocolate, talking about adding in all sorts of different flavors like sea salt and almonds or fruit.
Yeah, if it has salted caramel in it, I'm buying it.
See, there you
or
go.
Toffee. I mean, I'm a sucker for that stuff. I really am.
And it's all about marketing, which is getting parents a little bit concerned with kids watching TV and watching videos online, mainly because not so much you're watching too much TV, it's that the advertising inside the program is getting a little bit too much. And what you're running into is you're having children who don't understand the difference between a program and the difference between an advertisement.
Yeah, right.
And so what happens is, when you do go out to the stores, they want something and they can't have it. They melt down.
They've seen kids on TV playing with the same thing. Why can't I?
Yeah, and one of the biggest lies, it's kind of like the lies when you see on commercials when they show like a burger. Like this big fluffy burger.
And it never looks like that when you get it in the bag.
And that's the thing with toys. You know, they show all this cool stuff that it does. And I can remember as a kid, like it was the Matchbox, the racing tracks.
Yeah, right.
They never worked out the way they were shown on TV. Ever. So there you go. We talked about your 401k, and this is actually kind of a good barometer, especially as we're moving into the new year. You're doing your selections of your medical and your dental and all this stuff.
Right, right.
Probably if you're going to get
it's open enrollment right now, especially for Medicare too.
Yeah, that's what I'm sorry. Open enrollment. This is probably a good exercise to go over with your 401k. Because Fidelity Investments put out kind of a age by decades where you should be heading into each of the new decades. So in your 20s, even though you're flat broke and you don't have much money, it's still a good idea to start investing into your 401k, especially if there's a company match. But they say about 7% of your compensation should go to retirement, meaning that you should have an average of about $11,800 in your 401k when you reach the age of 30.
That's about $1,000 a year over from the 20s to 30s, right?
Yeah, and they're saying that that's basically where whatever your salary is, that's how much you should have stored into your 401k.
Right. Then you need to start increasing that, too.
Yes, into your 30s, you jump that up to 7.7%, which means you should have about $42,400 by the time you reached 40. That's 3 times your salary.
Right.
In your 40s, when you have the most money, that jumps up to 8.5%. With your average balance being at about $102,700 or 6 times your salary by the age of 50.
Right.
In your 50s, 10%. You keep going up.
Yeah.
And you should have about $175,000 in there. When you reach into your 60s, that's when you start dipping into it. They're saying a maximum, or you should max out or be on the average of max out of just shy of $200,000, which is $195,500.
Yeah.
And again, these are all ballpark figures, but it kind of lets you know where you are. I kind of looked at it with my 401k, and believe it or not, I'm actually where I should be, which makes me feel good.
Yeah, I am too, because I say by the time you are ready for retirement, the rule of thumb is you're about 10 times your income.
Yes.
You should have that saved, 10 times your income. And a little bit at a time over decades and decades and decades. I've been with KTK for 35 years, and I've contributed to my 401k every year, and it's made a big difference in my sometime retirement. I have no idea when that's going to happen.
Yeah, look, it hurts at first. It hurts for the first few months in your check. Yeah. Then you won't even recognize that it's gone. For instance, I don't even recognize the fact that, I have all these debits that go into my account because the money's never there to spend, so I never see it. So just kind of definitely do that because, who knows if Social Security is going to be around when I retire anyways.
And think about it like this. I mean, a 7% of your salary is 7 cents on the dollar. It's really not going to hurt you, okay?
Not much at all. What happens when you eat the same thing over and over and over again? Now, we're not talking about, having a plain cheeseburger on occasion. That would be one thing. We're talking about having a plain cheeseburger for lunch and dinner, and dinner forever. What this is really kind of talking about is you're actually lining yourself up for malnutrition because variety is the spice of life. And what they're saying is that each food has their own champions of vitamins and they're lacking in others. So if you don't really have variety, you're not really exposing your body to different sports nutrients that you need. So they give you a couple things that you should be kind of aware of, especially if you're eating a lot of fish. And what we're talking about is the mercury that's in fish. Now, they say if you have 2 to 3 servings per week, you should be okay. But if that's like you're something you're eating every single day, you need to be worried because there's a lot of mercury, even though the fish doesn't have a lot into it. They also talk about changing things up a little bit. And instead of your main portion, changing some of the sides. So one day you have a fruit salad. The next day you actually have a spinach salad. Or the next day you have roasted bell peppers or something like that. Because that does introduce new things into your palate. And then I like this one. There's something called a chronometer, C-R-O-N-O-M-E-T-E-R.
Yeah, it's an app, and it'll actually tell you if any major nutrients are missing. You put in what you're eating in as much detail as possible. It'll tell you about the nutrients you're not getting. I'm going to try this after the show today.
Yeah, just kind of a good way to get those nutrients into your body so that you're balanced nutritionally. So if 2020 could be a candle, what would it smell like?
I actually said, because I'd seen this online, if 2020 was a drink, what would it be? And my favorite answer was colonoscopy prep.
It is true. If you've ever been to a colonoscopy, you understand
that very
much.
The worst part is the night before, that's for sure.
Yes. Just bring a magazine to the toilet. That's all you need to know. But there's actually two candle makers that have kind of surmised what 2020 smells like. One is from a company called Flaming Crap.
I wonder if that comes in a bag. I would do it in a bag.
With a little foot on it.
You light it on fire and leave it on somebody's front porch.
Yeah, this they call it the 2020 scent candle, and it's the subtle hints of banana bread, which we cooked a lot of.
Right.
Hand sanitizer we're still using. DIY and wood musk. And budget aftershave of an earthy essence, probably inspired by Joe Exotic from Tiger King.
Doesn't that seem like that was 5 years ago, too, the Joe Exotic thing?
It does.
Wow.
Here's what's interesting about this particular candle. Each level of scent burns about 7 hours.
Wow, that's pretty good. So you can kind of marinate in whatever particular scent. That's like, we're in the hand sanitizer part of the candle now.
Then there's another one that they're selling their own 2020 scented candle. It's a hand-poured candle that smells like garbage.
Okay.
More accurately, it's dirt, according to the website, which features a handmade wax dumpster filled with trash.
Oh, dumpster fire candle. Now we're talking. Yeah,
so both of them hot sellers, as you can tell, so you might want to order them soon before they do sell out. And then finally, we learned about wine glass cleaning tips. We do have kind of some basic novice knowledge about wines, but we don't know much about the receptacle we drink them from.
Yeah.
And this is what it comes down to. Number one, and it's true, I never really washed my wine glasses in the dishwasher because I thought they were too fragile. But unless they specifically say don't, they're okay to be into the dishwasher.
Yeah, if you place them up there, I put them on the top rack, make sure nothing else is touching them. And they kind of nest in pretty well with those little wires that come up, you know?
Yeah, and if you can wash them with the least amount of flatware and stuff you have in there, because the jets actually can kind of move that around and it kind of rub up against the glass, so you might want to do that. If you do decide to go the hand-washing route, use a cloth, not a sponge, when you wash them.
A lot of times the sponges will have the I don't know, like the sandpaper part of the sponge. Mm-hmm. You could actually scratch the glasses, and the cloth will allow it to get down into the glass to get the bottom. And in the evening, before you go to bed, rinse out your red wine glasses so you don't have that wine fruit leather at the bottom of it.
I love that term, fruit leather. And I'm never going to look at that the same. They talk also, be careful when you're hand washing that you're not holding the bottom of the glass and the stem area, the bowl area. Because you could actually kind of twist to put a little too much pressure on that particular stem. And then they talk about drying your glass, which I always did. I placed them upside down on the drying rack. They say don't do that if it's metal or wood. That could actually chip the rim of the glass. So put a terry cloth down instead. And they do say instead of letting it air dry, it's probably best to go ahead and dry it yourself just to prevent the water stains.
I have, my mom gave me years ago a tea towel made of linen. And the reason I use that on my fine crystal is because it doesn't have any lint that comes off of it.
Oh, see, that's a good idea.
Yeah. So dry your stemware with linen, and you'll be that much farther ahead.
So there's our show for today, Friday, November 13th, 2020. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
Gee, Mom, those guys know an awful lot about wine. That's right, Jimmy. Hey, remember, folks, the sun is always shining. We'll see you tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.